Well, if you turned your eyes to the sky early this morning, you might have seen the famous Pleiades star cluster, commonly known as the Seven Sisters. But new research out of the US has found the Seven Sisters have a lot of siblings, in fact, more than 3,000 sibling stars. And for some Indigenous Australians, the songline of the Seven Sisters is one of the most widely told ancient stories. Paul Curnow is a lecturer in astronomy at the Adelaide Planetarium at the University of South Australia. Paul, welcome to Breakfast.
Oh, good morning and good morning, listeners.
Now, Paul, before we get to the Seven Sisters, stargazers across the country, when many parts have enjoyed a rare aurora australis overnight. So what's behind this event?
Yeah, we're pretty lucky with that. You look, auroras are caused by energy coming away from the sun, and it's the interaction of charged particles with the Earth's upper atmosphere that causes the particles to fluoresce, and we see these as glows. And look, the sun goes through an 11-year cycle, and basically last year we were coming out of solar max, so when the sun is very, very active. And it's interesting that we're still getting some fairly strong auroras. And, you know, we live in an age where, you know, people have mobile phones, and those mobile phones are very good at taking photos of auroras, providing you're in a dark spot. You know, it's not that auroras are a new thing, it's just that we have social media now and they're things easy to photograph and people like to share online. So we've had some great auroras, and, you know, tonight we might have a little bit more as well.
I forgot to look when I was driving to work this morning in the early hours. Often people in Tassie seem to be able to see the aurora australis. Are there places that are better than others in Australia?
Yes, certainly. So the closer you are on the Earth, the closer you are to the poles, because the particles are funneled down through our magnetic field towards the North Pole and the South Pole. And, of course, in the south, we call them the Aurora Australis, and in the north, the Aurora Borealis. Certainly Tassie is better placed, so the further south you are, the better. And obviously, auroras are also things that are really hard to see in the city. I'm in Adelaide, and I went out last night and I couldn't really see anything. I wasn't out there very long, you need to be away from the city lights to be able to see auroras well.
I remember years ago being with a camera crew in Sweden. We were trying to catch the Aurora Borealis and it was not coming out. We were driving around the cold trying to see if we could find it.
Yeah, well, the auroras are not an exact sign. You know, we can sort of say, hey, look, there's been a bit of activity on the sun, and we think in a day or so or less, you know, we're going to have a bit of activity. And, the particles travel fairly fast. They can travel anywhere between about 250 to a little over 3,000 kilometres a second. So we can predict when they'll probably arrive. But again, it's not an exact science. It's something you've got to get out there, and sometimes you'll have it and other times you won't, you know, as you said, in Sweden. But when you do see one and you're under a dark sky, it's fantastic.
Now, tell me about the cluster of stars, which is often known as the Seven Sisters. What's the significance of it, and what does it look like?
Well, look, we have 88 constellations in the night sky, and we also have two types of clusters that astronomers look at. We have globular clusters and open clusters. And the Seven Sisters, or as you mentioned, the Pleiades, is the best known of the open clusters because, again, if you're under reasonably dark skies, you can see them as a fuzzy patch of group of stars within the constellation of Taurus the Bull. Now, the cluster itself is a little over 400 light years away. Now, that means that, you know, light travels at about 300,000 kilometres per second. So that light left there, you know, over 400 years it's taken for that light to reach us. Now, we think they're a fairly young cluster. They're between probably 50 to 100 million years old. They're a group of stars that have been born from a gas cloud and they're slowly moving apart. Now, the interesting thing with the recent research you mentioned, we've always, now naked eye we see about 6 or 7, depending on where we live, maybe even 5 if we're under light polluted skies. But recently, you know, we've always said there's about 1,000 or a little over 1,000 members to the Pleiades star cluster, even though we only see a certain amount with our eyes. But this new research is suggesting that there, as you, I think you said, there could be over 3,000 stars in this area that belong to this cluster. Now, the other thing is, because they're easily visible, and as you mentioned, Aboriginal Australians that have been looking at the night sky for tens of thousands of years, they feature prominently in the dreaming stories of the night sky. Now, generally, throughout Australia, you know that before Europeans came here en masse in 1788, there are at least 300 distinct languages. With dialectal diversity, we can expand that to about 600 languages. So that means with different languages, there are different ways of seeing the night sky. For example, the Southern Cross is not seen the same way throughout Australia. It varies depending on the group, the mob. However, with the Seven Sisters, pretty well throughout Australia because of song lines and dreaming trails and so on. The general story is they're a group of women that are fleeing from a man, and sometimes, depending on the group, that man may be the constellation Orion, may be Venus, sometimes he's the moon. For example, where I am in Adelaide, it's interesting because the women aren't really running away, and we call it, Manka Mankarana in the Kaurna language. And Mankara is a word for young female, and the stars of Orion, which in Adelaide they call Tininyarana, are a group of young men that are going to come back from a hunting trip, and they are going to join these women in the sky. I noticed an ABC story recently on the web, and they were talking about Yugurilia. And Yugurilia, again, is another name for the Seven Sisters that come from the Wurundjeri people from the coast. So, they feature prominently. They're very interesting. And even if we look at other cultures across the world, one of the better-known ones, of course, is Subaru. So if someone is driving a Subaru car, you'll notice there's a little emblem on that car with six stars, and that is one, not just the only, but one of the many Japanese names for this cluster, and it means united or pulling together. So if we look at, say, the Māori people of Aotearoa, of New Zealand, they call that cluster the Matariki, and it's seen as the eyes of chiefs in the sky. There's names from like the Aztecs, Arb, where it's seen as the rattle part of a rattlesnake. So it can be seen differently depending on the group and the culture.
It's fascinating. Paul, it's been so lovely to have you on this morning. I hope we get a bit of aurora over Adelaide for you tonight if you're heading out to have another go. Thank you very much.
A pleasure.
That's Paul Curnow there, astronomy lecturer at University of South Australia's Adelaide Planetarium.